Today's study comes from Daniel 5, verses 10 through 12. It's a lengthy passage, but I want you to follow it carefully. The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came to the banquet hall. And the queen spoke, saying, O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the Spirit of the Holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. There's a rumor running around Christian circles over the last few years that the general public isn't willing to consider the story of Jesus or listen to the stories of the Bible anymore. We live in the postmodern generation, they say, and people don't believe in absolute truth anymore, and they question the very existence of God. And so Christians retreat into their churches, convinced that the work that God has given them is something of a lost cause because the public at large has become what's often called unchurched. That kind of thinking, though, ignores an important biblical principle found over in Acts chapter 14, where Paul tells the city of Lystra that God has, quote, not left himself without witness. What does that mean? There's really no such thing as a person who has never heard the voice of God. Somehow or other, there's always a connection in every person's life, some thread that ties him or her to the reality of a Creator God. The book of Romans actually teaches that nobody has any excuse for ignoring God because the evidence found in everyday life is enough to help you discover Him. Take a careful look at today's Bible story. Belshazzar represents the ultimate in human self-dependence. He has no interest in the God of Israel, and by bringing the temple vessels into his blasphemous party, he treats the things of God with a good deal of irreverence and contempt. You couldn't ask for a more vibrant example of a, quote, unchurched person. But when his world suddenly comes crashing to the ground and his wise men can't seem to help him, he's not left completely in the dark. Notice how God preserves Daniel, who's now getting up in years, almost as if he's been saving Daniel for this very moment. And even though the king himself may have forgotten what Nebuchadnezzar learned about God, the aging queen has not forgotten. Don't let your thoughts trouble you, she says. There is somebody here in the kingdom who has the Spirit of the Holy God. He helped Nebuchadnezzar in days past, and now he can help you. Do you see it? God never leaves himself without witness. You know, this world might be more secular and less certain about moral truth, but we make a huge mistake when we assume that somehow people are happy in that condition. And we make an even bigger mistake when we assume that God is somehow incapable of suddenly reaching into those same people's lives and bringing them to a point where they're ready to hear what God has to say. God has not left himself without witness, which is why being ready to share the reasons for the hope that you have in Jesus is always going to be the better way to live.